This is Chloe Moore reporting for EG. London Real Estate Forum decided for the first time to put on a community and engagement day listening to Londoners in order to kick off their conference. Peter Murray, chairman at New London Architecture, speaks of why he believes it's important to open LRF beyond the property industry.
Both sectors are creating the London of the future, really, and I think one of the key issues that we at New London Architecture, and we're operating and curating the talks, is to how do we bring people together to create a better city, and being able to involve the community is very important. I think the development industry has maybe not been as good as it should have been in linking up with communities, talking to them and getting them involved in projects, and I think the development community would find it beneficial to ensure that they have communities on their side, and I think we can actually create better places. And I think also these groups have very intelligent ideas coming through about how you do develop London, and we've been hearing about how you create more mixed development, how you bring work into residential developments. I think those are issues which clearly one of the groups we're talking to is going through all the issues that you might say, well, if we're going to have making in residential areas, what about noise, what about the sort of issues that upset the neighbours, and they're going through these issues. These are things which actually developers can learn from, I think, to their benefit.
David Todd of Broadgate Estates and Sean Rockwood from PDP London tell us of why they wanted to attend.
I wanted to hear about the public realm and the discussion we just had there, talks. I work at King's Cross on the development there, so I'm always interested to find out what's going on outside of King's Cross.
We're really London focused, so it's great to see all the different opportunity areas, hear a bit about what everybody's up to. I think the presentations today were really fantastic. So it's really great for all of those things.
They both go on to further discuss how they think the property industry could engage better with communities.
I guess it's opening its doors almost to things like this, so people can see what the vision is at an early stage. So in master planning, it's that consultation that's important, genuine consultation, not tick box. It was interesting to hear about the meanwhile use of space as well, and getting that in early, but giving it some kind of longevity. So not just, again, another tick box exercise, and then once we're done, we build on it and off you go sort of thing. I think that's quite important.
I know from our experience that things have been very turbulent recently, particularly with political uncertainty, everything surrounding Brexit and the election, all of that, and I'm sure that's everything that everybody's talking about at the moment. But I think, like has been highlighted today, it's a lot about how you engage with the community. It's a lot about understanding what people need within the boroughs. It's not just necessarily focusing on these sort of really enormous developments that don't address public requirements. I think it's a lot about community engagement and all that sort of side of things.
Leila Laksari from Living Under the Sun tells us of how she found out about the event.
There was an advert to tell us that this was happening and whether community wanted to have a free ticket. So I stole 2 hours of precious time to come in and meet amazing people that we met today.
Leila further goes on to discuss how she believes the private sector, the property developers and investors could engage better with community groups like her own.
We really need to demystify community. We need to demystify developer and private sector, because we are creating spaces for communities to live together and to be able to welcome new ones as well as to look after their current ones. I think developers don't want to fail. It's not in their interest. So we can be part of the solution. It's about creating places where we can be part of the design and part of the development and part of sustaining it. Majority of the places that I know are being developed, they have nowhere where community can meet. If I want to bring our communities together, I have to hire a room for 40 quid an hour. I just don't have that. What we needed all the time was a little bit of help, and we could never get that. So come and meet the communities. Sometimes you find big solution with the small changes that you can make.
Building Blocks Workshops founders Arnaud Nichols and Al Parra first discuss how they believe developers could better engage with ideas similar to their own.
It's about building communities. It's not about building buildings or even building neighbourhoods. It's about how you build a community, and that has to start with understanding what a community needs and then how that connects with other communities. That's really important. So often they're done in isolation, and an isolated community, even with the best intentions and the best design, is always going to turn into a mess.
Building Blocks Workshop's founders, Arnaud Nichols and Al Parra, first discuss how they believe developers could better engage with ideas similar to their own.
There's a lot of opportunities, and it goes back to developments knowing what they're going to deliver. Because if you're just going to deliver homes, or homes and offices, it's obviously going to only attract certain types of people and certain things, which developers are looking for buzz out of their developments. And so if they're looking for buzz and vibrancy, they're not going to get that out of dormant towns. That's one problem. The other problem is that there's a diversity in towns, and there's diversity in the people who live in them, in and around wherever, around the country. So having spaces, and they go beyond what we're offering, just, you know, and design and making space, but having spaces that reflect the work and lifestyle needs of people around is key to having any good community. And what generally tends to happen is the number one view of any developer is return. And if developers keep coming in with this same view again and again, what am I going to get, where's my return, and how quick, it's never going to build a good community.
It has to be a slow
investment into community, which is going to outstretch the lifetimes of anyone involved while they're doing it.
And if what we can do is we can build financial models that still allow a developer to make a return, which is, you know, what Blocks is doing at the moment. We're working together with some really forward-thinking people who are structuring those sorts of financial product can be part of a lot of other sorts of
development. Because there's another really interesting part in any kind of redevelopment and how you measure successes of what's going on, and most things today are being measured in financial success, where most of what you heard about in there is about social success and investment into society, investment into people, and measuring that is not, it's very linked to finances, but it's to do with livelihoods, well-being, aspiration, good quality life, all of that, environmental, all of that gone in makes a good place, basically.
Yeah, it's the short-termism that will disable communities, really. It has to be over the long term.
When we look at how we're providing a community through what we do at Building Blocks, it's not by creating a community, but it's by creating the garden bed from which where that community can grow, i.e. the resources it needs, the tools it needs, the facilities it needs.
Yeah, we don't determine what people do or use our space for. We provide those facilities, and we've watched it flourish.
Peter Murray discusses whether or not he feels there should be more of a long-term view and collaboration between communities and developers.
Yes, I mean, the community of the people are going to have to live in the developments that are built. So like any creation and development design, you get a brief and you get the comments of your client, really. And I think that developers do need to view the community as their client, or part of their client, really. And so they should be discussing with them the sort of things they need. Not only in that they're more likely to get it right with that sort of consultation, but also it will actually mean the sort of resistance that one does find, a growing resistance in some parts of London, and that sort of resistance, as we heard today, tends to melt away if you actually bring the community on board and listen to them.
Peter Murray discusses whether or not he feels there should be more of a long-term view and collaboration between communities and developers.
I think it's very much engaging with some of the sorts of people we've seen here speaking today. These are very bright, very active people who've thought a lot about what makes a better city, what the community needs. And I think within those areas, seek out these people and make them allies rather than enemies.
Peter Murray discusses whether or not he feels there should be more of a long-term view and collaboration between communities and developers.